Geico's motorcycle expertise gives me the coverage I need, like 24/7 claims. I'm on cloud nine.
Disclaimer, clouds are wholly unable to support the weight of an adult human.
What's happening?
Furthermore, clouds are not numbered. Even if you procured a jetpack and searched, you'd find no cloud number nine. However, at that altitude, you'd likely befriend a flock of migrating snow geese.
Geese?
Who'd encourage you to leave your 24/7 Geico motorcycle claims insurance behind, as they would take you in and even share their dinner of crickets and clovers with you.
Ew.
Geico assumes no liability for any indigestion that may occur from a clover cricket dinner. Geico, expertise for your motorcycle.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. The human brain, we are told, contains three layers, areas. The conscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious. We have, all of us, experienced the effects of these areas, especially that strange no man's land between waking and sleeping, between dreams and reality, when we are never quite sure where we are, or at times even what we are. So then, we can understand, relate to Vicki Carson's strange adventure. Our mystery drama, The Garden, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by George Lowther and stars Jennifer Harmon and Jack Grimes. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Say, do you know what happens this time of year?
The swallows come back to Capistrano.
Nope.
The buzzards come back to Hinckley Ridge, Ohio.
No.
Bulldogs all over the world begin to shed.
Not even close.
Oh.
This, my friend, is the time of year when you can get a super little deal on the practical but elegant Buick Apollo. And just between you and me, it may very well be the best chance you'll ever have to buy a Buick.
I could have sworn this was Buzzard Day in Hinckley.
Hey, ma'am, what's for dinner? Hey, ma'am, what you got?
What's for dinner? Your ShopRite supermarket suggests choice beef crisp-cut chuck steaks, just 59 cents a pound this week. Save two on smoked hams. Shank portion, 69 cents a pound. Butt portion, 79 cents a pound. For a quick meal, try Swanson's Frozen Hungry Man Dinners, just 99 cents each. For dessert, ShopRite's produce department is featuring fresh honeydew melons, 79 cents each. They're great, topped with ice cream. There's a lot more for a little less at your ShopRite. Stop in soon at ShopRite.
She loves the family. She wants the best. She does all that she can do. She lets ShopRite do the rest. Hey, ma, what's for dinner? ShopRite has the answer.
Well, good evening, Mystery Theater fans. This is Gene Shepherd, and we're sitting here having a very friendly roundtable discussion with many of our listeners who gather nightly here at the 710 spot on the dial. And if you'd like to join our little evening gatherings, I'm on every night at, let's see, it's 9:15 now. 9:15. You write that down. And make sure that you bring all the things you need to be prepared for a fantastic evening. I'm on every night from 9:15 until 10. Join our little group some night. We sit around and discuss the world and enjoy life and walk around in the weeds and just be people. 9:15 on WOR.
I think I may say without fear of denial that man has thought more about life and death, particularly death, than about any other subject in the world. Some say that death is the end of us. Others that it is a rebirth. Others, well, no matter, for no one really knows. Or perhaps they do. Perhaps at least two people know. Vicky Carson and Jack Gibbons, who... But enough. Let them, not I, tell their story.
Oh, where am I? How did I get into this terrible place? This forest, this jungle. Help me. Please, someone help me.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who are you? Where are you? There's such a fog, I can't see.
Keep calling. Keep saying something, anything, so I can follow the direction of your voice.
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
Look, say something.
I don't know what to say.
Anything, say it. Damn, I'm caught again, these blasted thorns. You hear me? Say something, anything. A poem, a prayer.
A prayer. All right. I don't know any prayers. Wait, I know. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Okay. Okay, keep saying it.
Yeah. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Now is the time for all good men to come
to
the aid of their...
Okay, that's enough. I've raised you.
Oh, you poor man. You're all scratched. You're bleeding. You're covered with mud.
You'd be too if you'd been trying for I don't know how long to fight your way out of this jungle. Oh. Who are you?
Vicky Carson.
Jack Gibbons. What was that crazy stuff you were giving out with?
Crazy stuff?
Now is the time for all good men to something or other.
Oh, that. It's an exercise they give you in typing school. I guess I did it so many times I'll never forget it.
Oh, you go to a typing school?
Well, I did before I became a secretary. I was a secretary, you see, and... Well, that's funny.
Well, what?
I said I was a secretary. I spoke of myself in the past tense as if... As if I was dead or like that.
Well, you're anything but dead, you ask me. Now, nobody as beautiful as you could be dead.
Oh, thank you. Where are we? What is this place?
Well, you got me. You don't know?
No. All I know is I'm here somehow, and it... Oh, this place, it scares me.
I'll tell you the truth, me too. The trees... God, I don't know. Maybe it's the heavy gray fog, but the trees all look deformed.
Evil. Kind of evil.
Yeah. And the plants, the flowers. I don't know. There's something about them. Hey, we can't just stand here. Never get out. We'll do that. Come on.
Where to?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll just keep walking till we get somewhere.
Well, all right. Whatever you say.
Well, all right. Come on.
I can't move. Caught on something, my ankle. Something's around my ankle.
Oh, here, let me see what... Hey! Something wrapped around my neck all of a sudden.
Vines hanging from the tree. Jack, I think they're alive.
Damned if they don't seem to be.
But, Buddy, now the vines are wrapping themselves around my...
I'm strangling.
Crushing me. Crushing. Jack, help me.
I can't help myself.
You need help?
Fire hose?
Man. Good Lord, it's like a giant.
I said, you need help.
Yes, yes, help.
Well, help us.
It'll cost you.
Cost us?
I help you, you gotta pay.
Pay?
I got something you need. You want it, you pay for it.
Oh, anything, anything.
Remember that. Now stand still, the two of you, while I rip these vines away. There. You're free.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Who are you?
You can call me Mordred.
Well, what is this place, this awful jungle?
It's not a jungle. It's a garden.
A garden?
I know. Looks more like a jungle. Well, that's what happens to gardens when nobody cares. See you.
No, wait. Don't leave us alone.
Don't worry. I'll be around again to collect.
Collect?
What you owe me. You said if I helped you, you'd pay anything. You will.
Jack. Oh, Jack, can't we rest a little?
No, Vicky, we gotta keep moving. Gotta find a way out.
If only that man, that ugly giant of a man, hadn't left us.
Well, I'm glad he did. The guy frightened me. Come on now, don't lose your nerve. After all, you're not alone anymore. I'm here.
Oh, and I'm grateful for that. Believe me, Jack, listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it, too.
Sounds. Whatever it is, it sounds lovely and charming.
Come on. Come on, let's see if we can locate it.
Oh, Jack, not so fast. Slow down.
Yeah. It's hard to breathe. It's bad air.
Oh, thorns are catching my dress. The vines are tangling my feet.
Okay. We'll take it slow. He's easier. Is that better?
Oh, much. Thanks.
Aim to please.
I can't get a pulse, Doctor.
Jack, listen.
Doctor, I tell you, I get no pulse at all.
Did you hear that?
The music?
No, a voice. A voice that said something about... Oh, something about... Jack, I remember. I remember.
Hey, cool it. You remember what?
Something. Something about an operation. A serious operation.
Whose?
I think mine.
Yeah? Well, let's keep moving. We'll never get to where that music... Now what?
I'm sorry, but my feet are... Stepping in it. Oh, it's like mud.
Hey, too. Now, what in the... Mud? More like glue.
Oh, quicksand.
Quicksand?
It is. I'm sinking. Oh, it's deeper and deeper. I'm sinking.
What do we do? What do we do?
We don't do anything. Oh, Jack.
Huh?
There. A woman. Just still a moment. Don't move.
Vicky, she's the most beautiful.
Now, come toward me.
We can't move.
Yes, you can. Move slowly. There's no hurry.
I can move.
So can I. But this, it's amazing.
And don't talk. Save your energy. You haven't much left. Oh, that's it. That's right. Oh, and here you are, safe and sound.
Oh, I don't know how you did it, but... Oh, thank you.
Not at all, Vicky. Not at all.
For a moment there, I thought... How do you know my name?
You're surprised.
Well, yes, after all, we've never met.
Oh, but we have, several times.
Well, I don't remember ever...
Perhaps you don't recognize me.
Who are you? What's your name?
Whatever you please.
Whatever.
What is your favorite name? What name do you like most in the whole world?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Tell me.
Well, I don't know why. I can't even remember where I heard it or saw it. In a book, maybe, but... Well, anyhow, it's Drusilla.
Drusilla. Oh, a beautiful name.
Not as beautiful as you. I'm sorry. Excuse me, I shouldn't have. I mean... Well, you are beautiful, and I had to say it.
Thank you. And now then, come with me, please.
Oh, where?
If you look over there, you'll see a wall and a gate in the wall. Follow me.
The music seems to be coming from the other side of the wall.
Yes.
And hey, everything's kind of changing. The air smells good.
Yes.
Oh, I smell flowers. I mean, flowers that smell the way flowers ought to.
Birds. I haven't heard birds singing since...
Since when, Jack?
I don't know. I can't remember.
No matter. Here we are.
Oh, Jack, look. Beyond the gate. Oh, Drusilla, that's the most lovely... Jack, look! Look, Jack, flowers everywhere. Oh, and fountains, too, and birds, and... Oh, that heavenly music.
Out of sight. Plain out of sight.
Thank you. But the garden really isn't mine. I merely take care of it. See that everything is properly cared for. Well, now shall we go in?
Well, just lead the way.
Vicky?
I don't know, but...
I thought you were delighted with what you see.
Oh, that's it. I'm afraid even a short visit here. I couldn't bear to go back there.
But, child, it needn't be a short visit. In fact, it needn't be a visit at all.
Are you saying we can stay?
Forever.
Oh, no.
Mordred.
You're not as clever as you think you are, sweetheart. These two belong to me.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Yes. You seem to forget that you owe me and haven't paid.
Mordred, let them go.
Not me, sweetheart. Not till they've paid in full.
How strange the tricks the human mind can play. Is it some sort of dream Vicky and Jack are going through? A vast gulf, a bottomless abyss, lies between the conscious and the subconscious. We'll perhaps learn precisely in which of these realms Vicky and Jack are having their strange experience when I return shortly with Act Two.
The Bush, St. Louis.
Suburban Savings in northern New Jersey would like to set you straight on savings. Straight off, Suburban offers you the highest interest allowed by law. A big 7.90% effective annual yield on Suburban 7.50% savings certificates. And Suburban guarantees it from 4 to 10 years. Minimum $2,500. Federal regulations allow premature withdrawals on savings certificates, provided prescribed federal penalties are adhered to. Of course, Suburban also has a whole selection of other savings plans that keep your savings headed in the right direction, straight up. Why not head straight over to your nearest Suburban savings office, conveniently located in Bayonne, Edgewater, Elmwood Park, Emerson, Hackettstown, Morris Plains, Nutley, Paramus, Sparta, and Wayne, and let them set you straight on savings. Tune in for a new feature show on radio, In Conversation. It's a lively half hour of intelligent and entertaining discussion between bright, inquisitive personalities and very well-informed guests. We'll be offering conversation on politics, theater, the media, sports, music, books, the press, filmmaking, and humor. Our hosts change almost every night, and this week you'll be hearing Nat Hentoff, author, journalist, and social critic, actress Celeste Holm, Arthur Knight, film critic, and tonight, Brendan Gill, author and drama critic for The New Yorker magazine. That's In Conversation, tonight and every weeknight.
That's 2 out of 10, here at 7:10.
Vicky Carson, wandering about in a strange and evil garden, unable to say how she got there, meets Jack Gibbons, and they in turn meet a giant of a man, Mordred, as vile and ugly as the garden itself. Later, to their relief and delight, they meet a lovely woman named Drusilla, who invites them into another garden, a garden of such beauty that they beg to stay in it.
They owe me, these two. They're going back with me till they've paid in full.
Oh, no, not back there. Not to that awful place.
Mordred, please let them stay with me.
You know better than to ask that.
Please, Drusilla, please save us from going back.
My dear Vicky, I cannot.
But you must. I can't bear it to go back to that horrible place.
Child, you must. You see, the Garden of Death is...
So that's what it is. The Garden of Death. And he, Mordred, Death. He is Death.
Vicky, child, listen to
me. Enough talk. Come on, let's go.
Wait. What are you going to do with them? Two of them. How do you intend to make them pay?
I don't see it's any business of yours, but since you ask, I need someone to do the heavy work.
Another slave?
If that's what you want to call it, I can use him on the treadmill. He'll be able to ease my burden in many ways. As for her, I can use her to make life more pleasurable in quite another way.
Drusilla, no. Please, please don't let him take me back to the Garden of Death.
I can do nothing to prevent it.
Jack! Jack, save me! Protect me!
Vicky, if I could. But I'm no match for Mordred. He could break me in two.
Funny you should put it that way, Mr. Gibbons. That's exactly what I intend to do.
Oh. Jack. Oh, if you'd only let me massage your back, your shoulders.
No, don't touch them, please. I'm in such agony, I couldn't stand it, not even to be touched.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
Horrible isn't the word for what he's doing to me. There is no word. I'm on that treadmill 12 hours a day. 12 hours. Horrible.
For me, too.
You? Well, you gotta be kidding. Look at you. Dressed like a queen. Your hair, your skin, your nails. Nobody was ever kept better than you.
Kept? Yes. Like a prize animal.
And me like a dog. What he's doing to me, words can't describe.
Broken back, I'm afraid. Broken back.
Car accident. I'm remembering.
Car accident? What car accident?
I don't exactly remember, but don't remember. Was I drunk?
Jack?
Yes, I think I was drunk and out of control. Car out of control.
Lumbar vertebrae. Third, fourth, fifth, smash.
That voice.
What voice? I don't hear any.
I do. I don't. Not now, but I thought.
The way I did? The way I thought I heard someone saying they couldn't get a pulse?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, Lord, what's happening to us?
I think... You know what? I think either we're dead or dying.
That's what I've been thinking.
What makes you think it?
She told us, Drusilla, that we're in... She called it the Garden of Death.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But every now and then we hear those voices.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't be sure, but I get the feeling I was killed in an automobile accident. Only maybe I'm not dead yet, like I could be on an operating table in some hospital, sort of between there and here.
Exactly. Exactly. And I had, or could be having, right this minute having, an operation. A serious operation, and I'm halfway on the borderline of dying or living. Oh, God, let me live. Let me live. Don't let me... Please, please don't let me stay here.
Come on, pull yourself together.
I can't. Can't bear being dead.
What can you do about it? What can I do about it? Nothing.
No, there is something. I've been thinking about it. I'm going to find my way back to the Garden of Life.
Garden of Life?
Drusilla's. I'm going to get back there somehow.
How?
I don't know. I don't know yet, but I will. I'm not ready to die. Not yet. I'm going to live, Jack. You'll see. I'm going to live. Jack, wake up.
What is... What?
Shh. Don't wake Mordred. Huh? And don't talk. Listen. Jack, I found a path to the Garden of Life.
You found...
Come with me. Come.
Crazy. Plain crazy, wandering around in the moonlight like this.
I'll find the path. It's here somewhere.
You seem awfully sure.
I am. Every chance I got this week, day and night, I came out here and searched. Searched, and I found this path.
How do you know it leads to the Garden of Life?
It must. It goes straight in that direction. I followed it as far as a clearing, but had to turn back before I could... Jack! Here it is!
Yeah, you were right.
Let's not waste time. Come on.
Where is it? Where is it? You said the clearing.
Not far now, not far. I hope.
What have we got ourselves into? What have you got me into? This jungle, it's alive with God knows what.
Oh, will you stop your moaning and groaning? If we can reach Drusilla's garden. Yes. There it is, the clearing.
Where? Where? I don't see it.
It's straight ahead. That big patch of moonlight. That's it. Come on, now.
Completely crushed. Lumbar vertebrae completely crushed.
What's that?
If he lives, he'll never walk again.
What's what?
That voice. Didn't you hear that voice?
No, Jack. Jack!
My back. My back. The pain. The pain. I can't move. I
Jack.
Can't move.
Oh, Jack. Oh, you must be in terrible pain. You've got to get to that clearing. You've got to do something. Drag him. See if I can drag him. Jack. Made it. Jack. Jack.
What?
We'll rest a while. Here in the middle of the clearing. It'll do you good. Regain some strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is the pain?
It's not bad now. I can bear it if it doesn't get worse. Good Lord, what was that?
I don't know.
Shadows in the trees, flitting in the trees. Huge shadows. Birds. Big birds, monstrous.
Jack, I'm scared. Oh, they're coming out of the trees. Heaven help me, I've never seen such birds. Giant birds.
They're going to kill us. That's what they're going to do. Kill us.
Oh, no, they're coming for us. They're clawing at us.
Their beaks, they'll tear us to shreds.
Leave them alone. I command you, leave them alone.
Drusilla.
Go.
Drusilla. It's Drusilla. Oh, thank God.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. Thanks to you, yes.
What are you doing here? How did you find this place?
I found a path. We followed it. What is this place?
It has no name. It's just an area, space between the two gardens. Mordred's and mine. Neutral ground. What are you doing here?
Well, she wanted to get to your garden.
Well, so did you. Don't blame everything on me.
Blame? There's no blame in wanting to be in my garden. Only a fool would want to remain in Mordred's.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Mordred. Priscilla, don't let him take us back. Please don't.
Softly, child. Softly. I'll do what I can.
Which is nothing at all. They're mine, these two, and they will remain mine. Get up, you. On your feet.
I can't. I'm in terrible pain, awful pain.
I don't give a damn how much pain you're in. On your feet.
No, must you kick him?
None of your business what I do to him.
I can make it my business. You know that. I've done it more than once when your brutality has become too much for me.
Oh, shut up. Go back to where you belong. Now, I'm telling you for the last time, get on your feet.
All right. All right.
And you, sweetheart, get going.
No, I can't go back.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, please, please.
Mordred, enough. Let her be, or I warn you, I'll take this matter to the master.
Much good that'll do you.
There's one way to find out.
Hold it. Hold it just a minute.
Yes?
Now, there's no sense bothering him with
this. I think there is. You've gone too far again.
I don't know about that.
I do. What's more, these two, Vicky and Jack, are on neutral ground between your garden
but
and mine.
But they belong to me.
To you, always to you. Will you never learn I have as much right as you? Can't you get it through your stupid, greedy head that it's pointless to argue like this, wrangle like this? It always ends the same way.
If you mean compromise...
What else would I mean?
You take one, I take one.
Yes.
I don't know. I can get a lot more work out of him.
He's in frightful pain. His back, he can't work in such pain.
Drusilla, don't let him take me back.
I'll take her. You keep him.
No!
Shh, quiet. I want to think about this for a moment, Mordred.
Nothing to think about. I've decided.
It's my decision, not yours. You had first choice last time.
You can't blame a guy for trying, huh? Okay. Which one do you want?
Which one? That's the question. Which?
As Drusilla ponders her decision, Vicky and Jack watch her with eyes that hold indescribable yearning. For one, it will mean life. For the other, death. Which, then, will be the lucky one? The one Drusilla will choose to return with her to her garden. We'll know the answer when I return shortly for Act Three.
Excuse me, sir, but do you know what happens this time of year?
Right on, pal. I happen to know that right about now, a freak blizzard falls on Dumont, New Jersey, and they're snowed in for the rest of the summer. Happens every year.
Nope. You see, what happens this time of year is that you can get a particularly good deal on what is perhaps the most luxurious mid-sized car on the market, the mid-sized Buick Century Regal.
Well, what good's a car when you're hopelessly snowed in?
Well, that's a point.
And now, with another story of mystery and intrigue, here is Commander Neville Putney to keep you in anxiety. What's this story about, Commander?
Well, it concerns a middle-aged business executive named Fremont Witherton, who, after spending his entire career with the same firm, returned home one evening with his dreams suddenly shattered.
Is that you, Fremont?
It's me, Erica.
Fremont, you look so peaked.
Erica, I've been fired. That new plant manager, he's been trying to cut me out, and today he succeeded.
Well, you don't need to give me that hangdog look. Just go out and get another job.
I'm through, Erica. I'm 58 years old. Nobody will hire me for half the salary I've been making. My only hope is to kill the plant manager.
Fremont, I hate rough stuff, but if you've decided, your Ross goes upstairs in the trunk. You load it, and I'll warm up the getaway car.
Hey, young man, how about that for a story?
Well, that was a dilly, Commander, but you just can't leave us this way. How did it all come out?
Time's up for now, but tune in Bob and Ray on WOR 315 to 7, and maybe you'll find out.
There is no mystery about the morning when you come rambling with gambling. Good evening, evening mystery fans. This is John Gambling, and every morning, Monday through Saturday, here at WOR from 5 a.m. till 10, we get the crew together to try to put the morning together for you, to tell you what the weather's going to be like, whether there's heavy traffic coming into the city, whether the subways and the commuter trains are running. Bob Harris is in WOR's Weather Center every morning with all that very complicated equipment that he has to help prognosticate the day's weather. We cover sports completely with Don Crickey. In the news department, Peter Roberts, Henry Gladstone, and Harry Hennessy. And up in the helicopter, George Meade or Fred Feldman, keeping an eye on the traffic scene. So altogether, we do try to take any mystery out of the morning. And just to brighten up the beginning of your day a little bit, I think we have some kind of nice, listenable, and tuneful music. So tune in tomorrow morning or any morning for Rambling with Gambling. Now, back to the mystery.
Why is life so full of troublesome decisions? Maybe life would be easier, pleasanter, if there were no options, no choices. Maybe not. Can't say. And frankly, I can't say whether the strange and beautiful Drusilla will choose Vicky or Jack to take back to her enchanting and enchanted garden. Let's find out, shall we?
Take me. Oh, please take me.
No, me. Listen, Drusilla, I'll be a lot more use to you. I'll get over this back problem. You'll see, and I'll work for you. Work even harder, longer than for Mordred.
Don't listen to him. He's a liar and a cheat.
Cheat?
He's trying to cheat me out of what's rightfully mine. Who found this path? I did.
So you found the path, so what?
So I deserve to go with Drusilla. I was the one who wanted to live.
Don't listen to her.
I'll take neither of you.
What?
Neither?
I'm sorry, truly sorry. When we met before, I felt each of you close to being worthy of joining me in my garden, but now... No, I want neither of you now.
But why not? Why not?
You've changed, the two of you. There's hate in you now. Jealousy, greed. You're not worthy anymore. Mordred?
Yes?
Take them. Both of them. Back with you.
You hear me? I know you do.
What do you want?
Stop that thing a minute.
I can't. It's a treadmill. You get on a treadmill, you stay on it. For some reason.
Well, can you hear me? Listen. Drusilla was right. We've become greedy, selfish, full of hate.
When it comes to hate, believe me, I am full of it.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
I've found a way to get back to the Garden of Life.
Oh, not again.
Yes, again, and this time we'll make it. It's simple. All we have to do is get the greed and hate out of our systems. Get to be more like we were when Drusilla first met us.
Hey, you know, maybe you have got an idea at that.
Of course I have. There's just one problem.
What?
How do we do it? How do we get rid of hate, for instance? Like, I hate you for getting me into the mess I'm in.
I got
you.
Yes,
and more than that, you were willing to sacrifice me to Mordred so that you could be with Drusilla in the Garden of Life. I hate you for that. I mean, I really hate you. How do I stop?
You can't stop.
Mordred.
Fools. The two of you. You can't stop hate. It's too strong to be stopped. Too powerful. The most potent force in the human race. And who told you to take a rest?
No!
Here's another across your back so you don't forget.
No!
You.
Yes, Mordred.
Come to me in an hour.
Yes, Mordred.
I could only stand up to him. I didn't have his back. I had more strength. God, how I hate him.
I do, too. And I must stop it.
He can't stop it. Give him his due. He's right about that. There's nothing more powerful than hate.
I wonder if there isn't.
You just go right on wondering. But do it somewhere else. I hate the sight of you.
Hello? Drusilla, can you hear me? It's Vicky. I'm at the garden gate. Drusilla?
What is it, Vicky?
Oh, I didn't know you were standing there.
I wasn't till now.
May I come in? Please, just for a moment.
I'm sorry, no. You must stay on that side of the gate.
I think she's gone, Doctor. No pulse at all.
Well, perhaps for a moment.
Did you hear that voice?
Yes.
What did it say?
Well, you heard it.
I keep hearing it. Now and then. But I can't remember a second later what it said.
What is it you want, Vicky?
I've come to tell you I don't hate anymore.
Oh?
I hated Jack and Mordred, but not anymore. So may I stay? Why do you look so sad?
Because I am. When people lie to me, it makes me sad.
But I'm not. All right, I lied. But only because I can't stand it anymore. I've got to come here. I'm just dying to be with you.
Yes, I know. But I can't have you in my garden until you've put hate out of your heart.
I can't. I've tried. I keep trying, but I can't do it.
Not alone, no.
But I am alone.
No one in your world is alone. They just forget who's with them. Always.
Who?
God.
God?
You've heard of him, I think.
Well, yes, but...
But what, child?
How do you get in touch with him?
Easily. Just think of someone else for a change. Do something for someone else.
I don't understand how.
Well, there's nothing to understand. Just do it.
Massaging the heart is doing it, Doctor. I'm getting a pulse again.
You must go now.
That voice. I heard it again.
So did I. Go now, quickly.
But I don't want to go. Oh, I can't go, not back to Mordred and Jack and all the awful things back there. Drusilla? Gone. Oh, why couldn't you let me stay? Why? Gun? Jack, that's a gun.
Yeah.
Where did you get it?
There's plenty around, no sweat.
What are you going to do with it?
What I should have done long before now, and you're going to help me.
Help you? Help you do what?
Kill the dirty, rotten swine.
Kill? Mordred?
I don't know why I never thought of it before. I guess he had me so scared the thought never crossed my mind. But it has now. It's the one way, the only way of getting free of him.
And you want me to help you?
Well, you will, won't you?
Jack, that's murder.
I'd call it justice.
It's murder. It's killing someone. It's taking a life. You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can.
Jack, listen to me. You want to be with Drusilla to live in the Garden of Life as much as I do. And to murder someone, there can't be anything worse than that. I hate worse than that. Murder Mordred and you'd be barred from the Garden of Life forever.
All I want is to be free of Mordred. And I'm going to be whether you help me or not. Now, will you or won't you?
Oh, Jack,
Now, you listen to me. You've got no more chance than I have of living in Drusilla's garden. You've got as much hate in you as I have in me. So much that neither of us can ever get rid of it. Well, we can at least get rid of Mordred. Be free of him forever. After that, well, life here won't exactly be a picnic. But it'll be a hell of a lot easier and happier. I'll play it smart, Vicky. Help me. Vicky?
All right. What do you want me to do?
Level with me, baby. What are you up to?
Up to? Why, nothing, Mordred.
For the last 2-3 days, you've been all sugar and spice. A big change from the Hellcat you were.
Now, you said you'd tame me, darling, and I guess you have. I could use something to kind of pick me up.
Like what?
A drink.
A drink? You don't drink?
Well, there's always a first time.
Well, what do you know? You are changing. Well, sure. What'll it be?
Champagne.
Right on. Yeah. Let's see. Here we are. But, sweetie, it'll take a while to chill.
Well, can't we drink it warm?
Warm champagne? Well, why not? Never had it that way, but like you said, there's always a first time. Hey, now I know why they chill it. Warm champagne goes all over. Hey, quick, get in the glasses. Here, all over the place.
Here you are.
Yeah, there. Now, what do we drink to?
Us.
Yeah, sure. To us. Here, bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Huh. Not bad. Warm champagne's not bad after all, huh? Again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mordred! What's happened?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I feel weak and dizzy. Hey, what have you done to me? The glass. You put something in my glass. The room's going around. I feel sick.
You won't be feeling sick long, Mordred.
Gibbons, what is this? The gun. You're going to kill me.
Oh, you figured that out all by yourself? That's real smart of you.
Oh, played me for a sucker, didn't you, doll? Suddenly all sweetness and light, and I fell for it.
Mordred, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about? We've got this rotten pig right where we want him now.
No. No, don't, Jack, don't.
Vicky, you're a fool. He gets it, and he gets it now.
No! Oh!
Vicky. Oh, my God.
It's all right. It's better this way.
Better? I shot you. You threw yourself in front of him.
Yes.
Why? Why did you want to save him?
Not him. You. From murder. From a sin of hatred you might never be forgiven.
I don't get it.
She said, Drusilla, if you want to rid yourself of hate and be with me, think of someone else for a change. Do something for someone else.
Vicky!
Drusilla?
Come, Vicky. Come now, child.
She's gone, Doctor. No question now.
Come, my dear. Come.
Yes. Yes, oh yes, I'm coming, Drusilla. I'm coming. Drusilla. Oh, Drusilla.
There now. There.
Shh. Rest a bit. Rest. Don't even try to move. Just rest here in my arms for a little while. I'm here. In your garden at last.
Yes.
I did something for someone else. I lost the hatred that was in me.
Sorry, Doctor. Her heart just couldn't take it.
Boy, don't worry about it. You've heard it for the last time. Now, would you like to see the garden?
I do see it.
Only a part, a small part.
Oh, but nothing could be more beautiful than this. The flowers. Oh, I've never seen such gorgeous colors. And the fountains are like, they're like quicksilver shining in the sun. And the birds, they're so beautiful. Oh, nothing could be lovelier than this.
You'll see. Come. Vicky, why do you turn back?
Jack, can't he come too?
No, he's not ready, I'm afraid. But he will be one day. He'll join you here. But first, life must teach him all he needs to be taught.
Life? Until life teaches him?
Child, life on Earth is a school. That's all it is. You go to school again and again until you learn all you need to know. In your heart now, to join me here.
But you sound as if... as if a person has to die before coming here.
True. You are, to use your word, dead.
But all this? This unbelievable beauty? This incredible loveliness? This? It must be... the Garden of Life.
No. You were in the Garden of Life, a garden filled with corruption, hatred, greed, every vile sin a human being can create. But you've at last escaped into my garden, the Garden of Death.
Then you must be.
Yes. Who else, child? Who else?
I've never thought of death as being a beautiful woman, have you? Birth, life, death, only words, really. Symbols we use to express the unfathomable. Who is to say that life is not really death? Or death, life? And birth, a state somewhere in between. Who is to say? Not I, surely. I'll be back shortly.
There is no mystery about the morning when you come rambling with gambling. Good evening, evening mystery fans. This is John Gambling, and every morning, Monday through Saturday, here at WOR from 5 a.m. till 10, we get the crew together to try to put the morning together for you, to tell you what the weather's going to be like, whether there's heavy traffic coming into the city, whether the subways and the commuter trains are running. Bob Harris is in WOR's Weather Center every morning with all that very complicated equipment that he has to help prognosticate the day's weather. We cover sports completely with Don Crickey. In the news department, Peter Roberts, Henry Gladstone, and Harry Hennessy. And up in the helicopter, George Meade or Fred Feldman, keeping an eye on the traffic scene. So all together, we do try to take any mystery out of the morning. And just to brighten up the beginning of your day a little bit, I think we have some kind of nice, listenable, and tuneful music. So tune in tomorrow morning or any morning for Rambling with Gambling. Now, back to the mystery.
Hello. I really don't know that there's much I can say. You heard, and what you heard has surely given rise to thoughts you may not have entertained before. As I said at the outset, there are those who believe that death is not death, but birth. That indeed, what we call life is in itself a death we go through to find the reality of life. I wish I knew for sure. Our cast included Jennifer Harmon, Jack Grimes, Nancy Coleman, and Joe Silver. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Tonight's WOR Mystery Theater was also brought to you in part by ShopRite Supermarkets, where you got a lot more for a little less, and by Suburban Savings, with offices throughout North Jersey. ¶¶ The preceding program was furnished by the Columbia Broadcasting System. An exhibition of hooked rugs in the folk art tradition is now on display at the Museum of American Folk Art, 49 West 53rd Street in Manhattan. This is WOR New York, an RKO General Station.
British Research Institute says Reds hold lead over the United States in long-range missile potential. Senator Stennis says our Navy is better than theirs. Jaworski subpoenas former President Nixon in the Watergate cover-up. It's 72 degrees in mid-Manhattan. The man says partly cloudy tonight, partly sunny and mild tomorrow, chance of showers tomorrow night. This is John Scott with the 8 o'clock edition of the news featuring the Financial Review. A British research institute reports the Soviet Union is leading the world in a number of long-range missiles it possesses, and China is slowly but steadily building up its nuclear capability. In its annual survey, the International Institute for Strategic Studies states the Russians have nearly 600 more long-range nuclear missiles than the United States. The Institute's experts estimate that under present building plans, the American nuclear arsenal won't catch up with the Soviets for another 5 years. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee has denounced speculation that the U.S. Navy is inferior to that of the Soviet Union. Democrat John Stennis of Mississippi called such talk false, alarmist, potentially dangerous. In a Senate speech, Stennis declared that on a Navy-to-Navy basis, the Soviet Navy does not match the culpability, the capability of the U.S. Navy. He also said the Soviet Navy has no significant sea-based air power and no major amphibious assault forces. Special Watergate prosecutor Leon Jaworski has subpoenaed former President Nixon to appear as a witness in the Watergate cover-up trial. Lawyers for the former president today ask that subpoenas in two civil cases stemming from the Watergate break-in be killed. And for the first time since he resigned from office, Mr. Nixon claimed executive privilege in behalf of his presidential tape recordings. Informants say Jaworski issued a subpoena to the president reluctantly. He considered it the only known way to get 33 presidential tape recordings introduced into evidence at the trial, scheduled to begin October 1st. Among those facing trial are former Attorney General John Mitchell and former top White House aides H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman. The Foreign Minister of the Republic of Ireland, Dr. Garrett Fitzgerald, said tonight, "There appears to be increasing evidence of more understanding among the Protestant working class in Northern Ireland of the problems and needs of the Catholic working class, and this could be a hopeful sign toward halting the bitterness and the violence in the North." Fitzgerald also appealed to Americans of Irish descent not to contribute to the outlawed IRA and other militant groups, whom the Irish official blamed for prolonging the strife in Northern Ireland. Questioned about possible unification of the North and the South, the foreign minister had this comment.
"We believe there can be no reunification and should be no reunification of Ireland without the consent of a majority in Northern Ireland. That it is neither possible nor would it be right to attempt to coerce Northern Ireland into a union with the Republic. Consequently, logically deriving from that, we believe that we have to seek peace and justice within Northern Ireland through the establishment of a power-sharing government in which both communities will have their part, thus ending forever the exploitation of the Catholic minority by the Protestant majority, which was a feature of the first half century of the existence of Northern Ireland. And we believe that any solution must also involve a relationship between North and South, which will reflect the reality of the very close practical links there are between the two parts."
The Senate has refused to order a final vote on a bill giving the consumer an official voice in the federal government, but sponsors in a turnabout said later a fifth attempt may be made to shut off a two-month filibuster that's blocked final consideration of the bill creating an independent consumer protection commission. The attempt could come next week. Senate and House conferees on campaign finance legislation have bogged down over the question of using public funds for congressional elections. Because of the deadlock, the conferees broke off negotiations for at least 10 days. The delay could prevent final action by Congress on campaign financing legislation until after the November elections. The new chairman of President Ford's Council of Economic Advisers made an unpopular suggestion at a government-sponsored mini-summit in Washington on inflation. Alan Greenspan was asked by trade unionists in the audience if the Ford administration wasn't making the poor suffer a bit more to make life easier for manufacturers and the upper-income people. Greenspan replied, "The people hurt most by inflation are the Wall Street brokers." He added, "I mean their incomes have gone down the most." Many of the 180 delegates of the meeting jumped to their feet, giving out with catcalls, boos, jeers, and hisses. The WOR News Time, 5 minutes past 8. Coming up, the Financial Review and more late news.
This is Mary Helen McPhillips. I'd like to invite you to join me tomorrow morning at 10:15. My guest will be Werner Klemperer. Remember Colonel Klink of Hogan's Heroes fame? Well, Werner Klemperer is a charming man. I think you'll enjoy him tomorrow morning at 10:15.
The white police officer who shot and killed a 14-year-old black youth last Sunday has been stripped of his guns. Police Commissioner Michael Codd says the action was taken following a lengthy meeting in City Hall between Mayor Beam, top city officials, and a group of residents of Brownsville where Claude Reese died. A mistrial has been declared in the federal court trial of New Jersey State Treasurer Joseph McCrane. The former treasurer is charged with violations of the campaign laws for allegedly helping businesses make donations look like tax-deductible expenses. The mistrial interrupted the proceedings in their second week. It was declared after a juror revealed that he and five other panelists had seen a newspaper article about the case. During the last few weeks he was in office, former President Nixon nominated Governor Thomas Mescal of Connecticut to serve on the federal bench. But that nomination has been under fire for weeks, and Mescal faces an uncertain future. WOR's Dan Riley reports.
Connecticut Governor Thomas Mescal says he's encouraged that he will be confirmed as a second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judge. The governor said in his words, "I have great faith in Senate Judiciary Chairman James Eastland, who Mescal said is most encouraging." The lame duck chief executive remained uncommitted on whether he'll finish out his full term as governor.
A lot has to do with the situation in the state at the time. My personal situation, I have to move my family. A lot will have to do with the needs of the court at the time. As to whether or not there's any particular emergency that requires my sitting immediately, I think there are many factors that will all have to be weighed. I think the first thing that has to happen is to have a resolution of the confirmation itself.
Democratic Senator John Tunney of California, a member of the Judiciary Committee, today joined the American Bar Association in denouncing Mescal's nomination. In Hartford, Dan Riley reporting, WOR News.
Two reputed gamblers were found shot to death in gangland style today in widely separated sections of New York City. Police are trying to determine if they were victims of an intermittent mob war, which has been underway for some months. One of the two, Alfred Gallo, was found dead in the rear seat of a car parked in the Sheepshead Bay section of Brooklyn. He'd been shot in the back of the head. Police said Gallo was not related to the gang currently headed by Albert Kid Blast Gallo, the last survivor of the underworld Gallo family. The remnants of the Gallo group have been warring with the underworld family of Joseph Colombo. The second shooting victim was 38-year-old Frank Carter of the Bronx. He, too, was shot in the head. His body was discovered slumped behind the wheel of his Cadillac on the grounds of an amusement park in Flushing, Queens. Police say both men had records including offenses other than gambling. Draft dodger Dan Kraftick has surrendered in New York under President Ford's clemency program. The 25-year-old Kraftick said he did it as a birthday present to my kids. He's been working as a part-time driver for a private car service. Kraftick said, "Maybe without this hammer hanging over my head, I'll be able to get a better job and give them a better life." He reported to authorities today, which was his 3-year-old son's birthday. We'll have the weather and the top of the news after this. Provident, member FDIC. The Weather Watch update, partly cloudy and hazy tonight with the low in the low 60s. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow, the high in the low 80s. Chance of showers tomorrow night. The low around 60. On Saturday, partly sunny, the high in the mid-70s. Right now in clear mid-Manhattan, 72 degrees, the humidity 69%, the wind south at 8 miles an hour, and the barometer steady at 30.19 inches. And the top stories. A British research institute reports the Soviet Union has a long lead over the United States in the number of long-range nuclear missiles. Senator John Stennis tells the Senate the Soviet Navy does not match the capability of the U.S. Navy. Former President Nixon has been subpoenaed to testify in the Watergate cover-up trial, while his lawyers fight two subpoenas stemming from civil cases.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.